This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. Once those Thanksgiving dishes are cleared, how likely is it that you're going to pull out a board game? Monopoly? Scrabble? Maybe some Taboo? Well, here are some other names for you. Exploding Kittens, Frosthaven, Kingdom Death Monster. Just a few and a growing list of games that have raised more than $10 million on the crowdfunding platform Kickstarter. That's money raised to fund production of those games to get them on your shelves. Tabletop games have experienced somewhat of a boom in recent years, and a lot of that is thanks to devoted hobbyists, people backing the projects they love most through crowdfunding. Marketplace's Maria Hollenhorst went to a Kickstarter launch party and brought us this story.
Releasing a board game takes people. A lot of people.
My name is Peter Vaughn.
I'm Brad Brooks.
Colorful outfit is...
Peter. Yeah, we call him Blue Peter. Probably doesn't translate to radio, but he's got blue hair.
It does. Blue hair and a multicolored neon suit.
I like colors, and it's the launch day of my Kickstarter, so I thought I would dress up. This is my co-designer, Alex. He's the designed Critter Kitchen.
This is just part of the team behind Critter Kitchen. That's critters in a kitchen. The game involves gathering ingredients for meals by moving around little zoo chef tokens. There are characters with punny animal-themed names, like Martha Schruert and Bobcat Flay. It's one of those games with a bunch of little pieces.
Place all the ingredients, spice, and rumor tokens in the draw bag. Choose one player to be the...
It's not exactly my thing. It took a full 7 minutes just to calculate scores.
I doubled this to 8, so that would be 16.
But the 24-ish people that came out tonight seem to be having a good time.
It's end of game scoring. That's just how it always is.
It's like ASMR for nerds.
9, 12.
His words, not mine. We're in the back of a store called Geeky Tees and Games. They sell board games, but also fandom-themed loose-leaf tees.
Some of my favorites are Deadpoolong, House Tigarian, The Brew is Out There.
Eric Eichmeier is one of Geeky Tees' co-owners and said the store's backed around 200 Kickstarter campaigns, plus a few more on competing crowdfunding platforms.
It's an opportunity to have deluxified copies of games, exclusive promos, things of that nature.
Since Kickstarter became a thing a decade ago, with a mission of, quote, bringing creative projects to life, around 40,000 game projects have been funded through the platform. And as a retailer, Eichmeier said he's more likely to put money behind games from established creators.
I do think that there is space for new creators to successfully crowdfund. That said, it's a lot harder for them to rise above the noise floor because there's large companies who are primarily using Kickstarter as their engine to drive new game sales as compared to somebody with a dream and a computer, right?
Critter Kitchen has raised more than $1 million from 13,000 backers who won't receive the game until December of 2024. The launch campaign was in development for about 8 months before raising a single crowdfunding dollar.
We are hiring out freelance graphic designers, artists, modelers, animators, because crowdfunding demands that it looks really good right out of the gate. So all of a sudden, we have to animate a trailer and get that done.
That's Peter Vaughn, one of the Peters we heard from earlier. He's the co-founder of Cardboard Alchemy, the publishing company behind Critter Kitchen. Cardboard Alchemy spent close to $70,000 to run Facebook and Google ads for Critter Kitchen and design merchandise to entice backers to pledge more money.
Because it's a kitchen game, we're making a custom oven mitt with the characters on it.
That is modern crowdfunding. And then there are those people with dreams and a computer.
I've got a game myself. It's called Fear the Kraken, and it's about building a kraken and sinking boats.
That's Alistair Milne. I noticed him standing a bit off to the side of the noisy tables where people were playing Critter Kitchen. He's got a background in fine art and began working on his game, Fear the Kraken, more than 2 decades ago.
Are you still developing it?
No, it's done.
Did you release it?
No, because I have to do the whole Kickstarter thing and I know nothing about it. I've been reading books about crowdfunding, and which are overwhelming. So it's a slow process.
I asked if, given the landscape, he thought someone like him could still be successful through crowdfunding.
Call me in a year. I don't know.
A year. Same time that final copies of Critter Kitchen will be out for delivery. I'm Maria Hollenhorst for Marketplace.